Warning, the following program is intended for sales professionals and sales professionals only. If you're easily offended or just bitch in general, this show is not for you. Now that's out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. Get your attitudes in check, your shit together, and get ready to take your sales game to the ultimate level. The Rockstar Closer Radio Program is broadcasted by salespeople for salespeople. You'll find no BS here, just straight talk from sales pros winning on the front lines every day. Now, without further ado, here he is, the man, the badass, the closer, the coldest salesman of our generation, Ryan Stuman.
What's up, rock stars? Ready to have a good ass show today, too. Good show. I got some good stuff for you. Get all excited and everything, and then, you know, the music just drops, right? There's like always this stutter point there for me. So welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Ryan Stuman. I paid that guy money to say all those nice things about me in the beginning there. Some of it may or not be true. That's just proof that anybody can be bought in this world, right? Welcome to the show. If this is your first time here, don't freak out yet. We're glad you're here. Somebody gave you the information, or you stumbled across the information to get in contact with us and listen to my voice right now for a reason. So I believe that if you're here and you've dedicated the time in the beginning to be here, just stay here through the whole thing. If you're going to do anything, you might as well do anything full all the way through, right? So many people start something and never finish. Start this, never finish. Do this project, start this web page, start this funnel, start this sales process, prospect over here, and never finish. Don't do it with this episode today. Make sure you stay all the way to the end. Push yourself. When you want to hang up, push yourself to stay all the way to the end. I promise you, you will massively benefit, because here's the weird thing about how words work inside of our minds. You could hear the same phrase over and over and over a million times, but somebody, some way, could step foot in your life and say the magical combination of words in one sentence, the same phrase but spoken a different way, meaning the same thing but yet use of different words. It can magically unlock some kind of crypto code inside your brain that opens up your mind to a whole new realm of possibility, and that could happen at any moment during any show or any blog post you read or anything. So all I ask is that you stay to the end and welcome new people. Yeah, I get a little bit excited about this shit because I believe it. How about that for something special? So before we get into our show today, and I have a guest as well on here, you're going to love them. You're going to absolutely love them. But before we get into that, I got to run a little bit of advertisement here and let you guys know what's going on. Right now, I've sold out the Break Free Academy for January 2016, so that thing's off the table. Congratulations to the 10 people that took action, paid the tuition, passed the application process, and are about to break free in January. We'll do our next one in March, so just stay tuned to the HardcoreCloser.com blog and pay attention to what we got going on over there. If you're not already a subscriber, go to HardcoreCloser.com and make sure that you sign up. I'll even give you a copy of my book for free just for signing up, the digital version, right? Because still, I like to read. I don't really read physical books anymore anyway, because I can fit so many more. You know, I'm out of bookshelves. I'm not Ty Lopez here with like these big bookshelves in my garage. I got to make room for the Lamborghinis, right? So I don't own a Lamborghini. However, I am looking into that at this time, what it is like to lease. I don't believe in owning any cars, especially an expensive one, but I am thinking about leasing one because I think it'd be a nice thing to drive around on date night with Amy and I. So, but that's a whole new subject for another show there. The thing about our show, or the thing about this portion of our show, is when I got to run the advertisement, I got to send you over to the website. I've got to pay the bills. It's not free to run all this. It's not free to do this website. So when I ask you to go over here and check out these offers, it's for your own good anyway. What I'm going to recommend today is my product, the Ultimate Inbound Selling System. Listen, if you're a car salesman, if you sell mattresses, if you sell phones, if you sell mortgages, if you sell real estate, if you sell insurance, this program will help you. If you are the type of person that generates leads, if you have leads coming to you, whether you go get them yourself, whether referral partners send them to you, whether they're ups that walk in the dealership or leads that come across the internet, it doesn't matter. If you get leads for your business, the Ultimate Inbound Lead Selling System is what you need in order to have a higher conversion ratio on those leads. It's that simple. You can go to Inbound Lead Closer after this show, and I'll actually give you inboundleadcloser.com. I'll actually give you a couple of videos for free that show you some of my selling methods. That way you can kind of get a taste for the flavor and everything that I offer in that program before you have to commit and buy it. It is $197. Full disclosure, I think it's worth $1,097 or more. If you actually take action with it, it could be worth millions of dollars to you, because one sale on the phone one time could be residual business no matter what you sell. It's possible. I was down there this morning having some coffee with my neighbor, and he owns a fleet of 8 cars, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, McLarens, Bentleys, Aston Martin. He's got it all, and they're all brand new. And he's somebody who's been doing his business for 30 years. He's like, there's a tipping point. Most people don't make it past the tipping point. All right, so not sure where I was going with that. Get a little sidetracked sometimes. Must be the reefer. All right, so today I got this guest, man. I've been a member of his email players club for a while. He's a cool dude. I reached out to him. First, he wanted to use a testimonial that I wrote to him, and I told him he had to be my friend on Facebook in order to use the testimonial. So I bribed him there, right? Kind of held him against his own will, because I wrote one hell of a testimonial, and then, you know, I dangled the, hey, we got to be friends now, carrot in front of him. And I ended up joining his email players club before that. Somebody referred me to him, and I've actually learned a lot from him. And I wanted to bring him on the show because there's a lot that you guys can learn too. You see, I neglected my email list. I didn't email. I didn't think, well, you know, they subscribe to my blog there, but you know, I don't want to bug them, or I don't want to like consistently put offers in front of them. But I write good shit, so there's no reason why if somebody hasn't subscribed to my blog that they wouldn't want to take in every single email that I send out there. And he just opened my eyes with some new ways of doing it, some creative ways of doing it, and you know, and so. Without just going on forever, I'd like to invite and actually introduce you to Ben Settle. Ben, are you there?
I'm here, Ryan. I'm here.
Man, I'm excited. Thank you for coming on here, man. I'm excited to be able to talk shop with you and have you on the show today, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. This is going to be fun. It's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, this is as you could tell probably from the intro there, this is a no-holds-barred. You can say whatever. If you want to cuss, if you got something offensive, nobody listening to this is out there going to be butthurt or whatever. So you have freedom of speech on this show 100%, my man. No need to
nice.
Be politically correct at all.
That's good, because I never am.
That's why I like you. That's one of the many reasons. That and some of the stuff that we'll also talk about here in a few minutes. But if you would, first, before you and I just start having a conversation and everything else, if you would kind of, you know, introduce yourself to the audience, tell them a little bit about you and what you do and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm primarily an email specialist, I guess what you want to call it. When people ask me what I do, I don't say email specialist. I say, well, I write stuff on the internet and money appears. And then I go, well, how does that happen? Well, you know, I write an email every day. It takes me about 10 minutes and I'm done. So that really is the essence of what I do and what I teach other people to do.
That's pretty amazing. You got me doing it. I was a person that abandoned emails, and you know, I had autoresponders set up that sent out, you know, whatever, just something to keep people at bay or whatever. But the only time I really emailed is if I had some kind of promotion or stuff. And your program opened my eyes to, you know, really I was neglecting people. So they opted in. They're wanting to get emailed from me. Why wouldn't I be emailing them, right?
No, absolutely. And when you do it right, it's you're not imposing on anybody. They want you. They want to hear from you. In fact, the world is starving for good emails. I mean, emails, when they're done right, they're a form of entertainment as well as maybe mild education. And it's just a way to bond with people, keep them coming back for more, looking forward to what you have to say every day. And then when you do have something to sell, which I think people should sell every day, but let's say you're having a special promotion or something, they're so much more primed to want to buy from you at that point that the sales are they just come pouring in, and you're like, what the hell? You know, where all these guys come from? And I know you're experiencing that now, so you can attest to it. But that's really how it works.
It really is, and if you know your right audience and everything, it doesn't have to be really any more complicated than that either. So they email a good offer, they take you up on the offer, and boom, you get money appears on the internet, like you said.
Yeah, I mean that's to me this is the whole point of selling on the internet. In my humble but accurate opinion, is to not be chained to a computer all day and to have that freedom to say, okay, I woke up this morning, you yawn, you stretch, you bang out an email in 10-15 minutes. And now you say, what can I do to amuse myself the rest of the day? I mean, that really is the lifestyle you can build with that. And we're talking to salespeople here. I didn't mention this to you before, but, I mean, I've seen people that I teach email to who are in like hardcore selling, and it pre-sells people like nothing else. So that when you talk to them, they look at you almost like you're a mini celebrity. Like, they hear from you every day. You're just like a friend. Like, they know you. They feel like they know you and trust you already, and a lot of the work is already done for you.
Yeah. So where did you learn to write? You like an English major or something like that? Fancy college?
No, not at all. I kind of had to learn because when I first started out in business, I started out in network marketing, and I just sucked out loud. I was the worst distributor MLM guy. Like, I was like every sponsor's nightmare. And I'm like this introverted guy that doesn't like talking to people. You know, so I was really bad at that, and I got a lot of debt and was really kind of desperate at one point. I was living in an office. I couldn't even like afford a real apartment and all this. And then one day I realized just like I'm not good at, like, I couldn't pay somebody to join my program. That's how bad I was at selling it, because I just didn't like doing that. But then I eventually ran into direct response copywriting soon after, and did that for several years. And then eventually I started doing email and specializing in that. But I started out like you guys. I mean, I started out as a salesman. I just sucked at it, so I had to find ways of selling, where I could use my strengths, and just being introspective and entertaining and all that sort of thing is natural for me. But I was never like this natural, like really good writer. It's just something that I'm still not, dude. I mean, honestly, if you read my emails, nobody's gonna accuse me of being like a classical writer or anything. It's I just write like I talk, and anybody can do the same.
I think that's the key. You said it's like a friend that's reaching out to them every day when you're sending emails out. And if you write like you talk, then they can really put a personality in and everything, the inflection of tone and all that stuff into the email too. So it is like a friend. It's like, what is it, Bimbo? It's Uncle Bimbo. You know what I mean? Isn't that what you usually write on your email? I know you have a funny nickname that you go by sometimes.
Yeah, that came out of a real-life experience with an ex-girlfriend. She noticed that I had, like, two personalities. Like, I'd have most of the time I'd be like the kind of asshole personality. You didn't put a freaking tomato on my sandwich, you better hurry up and get your ass back in there and do it right. There's that personality. And then there was once in a while there'd be like the nice Ben. You're a good girl, and I'm glad you're here in my life. And she goes, Ben, you have like two personalities. There's Ben and there's El Bembo. So I just ran with it. If somebody's gonna paint you as a villain, you might as well just do the job well. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. That's a good point. So just writing like you talk, and it's funny you said network marketing, man. That's what drug me into this beast of the internet too. I joined a network marketing company, and it was driving me nuts trying to recruit everybody. I had a bunch of broke ass friends. They didn't have any money to join it, so I was trying to find strangers to get to join my product. And same thing. I went down the path, found Mike Dillard's Magnetic Media or Magnetic Marketing or Attraction or whatever it was called. Learned it, and it kind of just, it was that first, $10 product that opened my mind to the internet. It's like, wait a minute, all this is possible. And I'm getting, same thing, I got out of MLM and into the straight internet, because obviously there's a lot more control on that end, which I'm sure you're aware of as well. So,
Let me ask you something about that real quick. Do you remember about what year it was when you got Magnetic Sponsoring?
Yeah, Magnetic Sponsoring, that's what it was called. It had to be 2009 or 2010.
Yeah, dude, you bought from my sales letter. I don't know if you realize that. I wrote the sales letter for that product. And, I mean, apparently that sales letter has brought them, like, tens of millions of dollars if you count the back-end sales and all that. But that, I'll tell you, man, that Dillard is – talk about selling. It doesn't even have anything to do with email, but the selling – that dude has a product called Black Belt Recruiting, which is, like, the best phone sales thing I think I've ever heard in my life. I was like, where the hell was this when I was in MLM? I could have done this. But I apply a lot of it to email, which is good. But anyway, that was just kind of a sidebar. I found that kind of interesting that you went through that course.
That's really cool. That doesn't surprise me either that you wrote the copy for that. But I was in the actual mortgage business and looking for a way to get the hell out of it. And I ran across some guys from church that were doing MLM and which I don't go to church or do MLM anymore, so that's kind of weird. But, and just kind of stumbled down that path. So it's funny. So in a way, in all seriousness, in a way, you enticed me to jump into this whole internet marketing world they're in. What a small circle, but I guess we already knew that anyway, right?
Well, interesting how it's come full circle, because now we're having this discussion on your show and talking about all this stuff. It is kind of neat. You know, it is a small world. It's a very small world. And I think that's one of the funnest parts of this, like, internet world, is that there's billions of people on the internet, but really the movers and shakers, we're a very small, tight-knit group. I mean, you see them on Facebook. I see them on Facebook. Everybody pretty much knows each other or knows of each other. And we all can learn from each other, and it just compounds on itself. I love it.
It does. You know, I'm sure you have several high-level friends that you communicate, you know, not paid mentors or anything like that, but just several high-level friends that you bounce ideas off of when you have and stuff like that, and they have successful businesses and do the same. And you know, I enjoy those conversations probably more than the ones that I actually pay to participate in, you know.
Yeah, because it's telephone, back room telephone talk, you know. It's like raw. There's nobody's trying to, nobody has an agenda other than to just, like, we're excited, you know. And like, if I talk to my friend Shane Hunter, for example, I don't know if you know Shane or not, but he's like,
I like Shane.
Shane, and you know, him and I will talk for a few hours at a time, and God knows what's going to come out of those conversations, but it's always something interesting and something useful that can be applied right away. So yeah, it's cool.
You know, I met Shane in Traffic and Conversion this year. We went out to him and Adam Holland and a few other people were having dinner together, and they invited me out. And, you know, I talk to him every now and then, but, you know, in all fairness, it's always dick jokes or something like that. I've never even talked business with him. The other day I actually got him to schedule an appointment with me. I was like, let's just nail this. We talk, you know, every couple months or whatever on the phone. I said, let's talk about business instead of stupid stuff and see if we can accomplish something together. So,
well, if you want to use Facebook ads, man, that guy, he's doing my Twitter ads now. We're already getting pretty good results, and I don't know. It's good. I'm finding that it's almost like knowing a traffic guy or several traffic guys is like the equivalent of knowing the mayor of your town. You know, it's like they can make things happen that we can't on our own unless we already. At least for me, I suck at traffic, so I love talking to traffic guys and just knowing these guys and then hiring them if they're for hire.
Yeah, you know, I outsource my Google. I spend about $3,000 a month. And then whatever the $500 a month the SEO guys charge to manage it over to do my SEO stuff. But I manage all my own Facebook stuff. I spend about $10,000 a month or so on Facebook ads. On a bad month, $5,000. But I don't have any really lower ticket offers that I ever make on there. So we churn through a lot of leads. But, you know, a good sell to me is $20,000. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I love Facebook, man. It's they send 2 million people to my website last month. I love them. So,
nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they send a lot of traffic. So, speaking of traffic, how have you built the email list that you have? It's kind of hard to find you. I ain't going to bullshit you. It's kind of hard to find you to sign up and give you some money.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really appeal to. I don't try to appeal to like any kind of like a mass market type thing. I don't want everybody. You know what I mean? Like I like it when people have to kind of find me, because when they come in more prepared. So for example, for a long time, up until earlier this year actually, so we're talking over 10 years. The only way I got traffic was I did a lot of like easing article type things. I would do guest posts on like big sites like Copyblogger, for example. I do a lot of podcast interviews like this. I find interviews like this bring the best, like just for terms of investment of my time and everything. I think these are like the best kind of leads to get, because anybody who sits there and listens to you for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour the whole way through and then takes the time to go to your site, that's such a good lead. So I do a lot of that. But earlier this year, I started finally doing paid advertising. I'm like kicking myself that I wasn't doing this earlier, because I have a friend named Ray Higdon, and I was teaching at one of his masterminds last year, and he, I don't know, I wasn't there to learn. I was there to teach email and all that, but I still learned some cool stuff. And he said something that's just, it's just common sense, but I needed to have it grounded into my head, because common sense ain't common, for me at least. And he's like, you can't scale free. You know, like that kind of haunted me. I'm like, you know, he's right. If I want to scale this thing, I need to pay for it. So that's when I found Shane, and now I've got my friend Jim Yagi doing all my AdWords, and so now I use paid and doing things like this, and I'm pretty well entrenched in Google and all that. I don't know. I don't purposely try to do SEO or anything. It's just that I've had my site up for, 10, 12 years, whatever it's been. So, but most right now, it's like I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to try all these paid advertising things. I'm using Twitter ads right now. I'm using AdWords. I was using Facebook, but I ended up getting kicked off, so I got to get back on there somehow. I'm going to do pay-per-view ads pretty soon. Oh, okay, good. Honestly, man, that's like, Shane's like, God, Ben, you got to get back on here, man, so we can go back. I mean, we were just killing it. Pay-per-view ads and YouTube ads, I'm going to be starting to do that probably early next year. You know, I just want to try everything and see what works.
Yep. You know, when I by the way, Ray was at that same dinner with Adam and Shane, too, just like even smaller.
Oh, nice.
World, right? You're like, Ray Higgins, like, wait, he was at that dinner, too. I met him through the network marketing world back in the day as well. But I got into the traffic stuff in 2013. I was at Kevin Nation's house, and a guy named AJ Roberts showed me how to run a Facebook ad back when it was like in its infancy. It was like, you know, super easy to do. It was nowhere near like what they have these days. And I've been lucky enough to kind of follow with this whole time. I've been kicked off of ads three or four times, and I'm still going strong today. Both of my accounts run. I have a front runner and a backup just in case. But
both
of mine are still running. I can help you off the air. Just shoot me a message on Facebook, and I'll hook you up with what to do, man. Get you fixed back up. So main thing is if they mistake that you're some kind of biz op, work from home, or MLM, that's what they mistook me as, and they do not like that at all. But I can help you make the right steps. It don't happen overnight. It's not like you send the shit off and they it's like getting credit removed from your credit report. It may take a couple weeks, but they'll turn you back on.
Well, you know what the irony of that is? So we keep talking about the small world. So the ad that got me kicked off, and it got Shane kicked off too at the same. He's back on now, but it got him kicked off too because we teamed up to sell Ray's 3-Minute Expert product as affiliates for him. And it's not an MLM and it's not BizOp, but they for some reason thought it was, and I just haven't tried
Ray
to get back
probably
on since.
Yeah, probably because of who Ray is, because he's verified and everything, so Facebook knows, like he has a blue check next to his name. Facebook knows exactly who he is, so that's not surprising. Yeah, but I can tell you, still, even though you did that, which is kind of a big no-no, I can still fix you up, man, and I still know what to say, don't worry.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, they kicked me off because I run something called Break Free Academy here at my house. I live in one of the high-rises in Dallas. And really nice place. And on the fifth floor, there's like this fancy aqua lounge, right, where the pool and like the movie room and stuff is. So I do events. And well, when I was running my ads, what got me kicked off is I was like, and come to my house and spend time at this event. And they're like, oh, dude, this guy's peddling lotions or potions or something like that at his house. And, they shut me down. And then one time there was a picture of me smoking a joint, and it said, when you can wake up and go to sleep doing whatever you wanted to do in between, you know that you're a closer or something like that. And they're like saying that I was promoting tobacco products. That didn't work. It's like, it's not tobacco. Wait, never mind. We'll just leave it at that. So, but I have been able to get them back up. So I help you out with that. Not to sidetrack the whole entire show for Facebook.
No, products, that's cool, man. I'm glad that you said something. That's great. And do you mind if I just I know this is all on the air. We're talking. Do you mind if I copy Shannon on that? Because he's the one that's probably going to end up doing the work to help me get back on there.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay.
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I don't mind at all. I like Shane. Like I said, he's actually on my list. Like, we have time schedule. I use schedule once, which is like time trade. He's on my list of people this week and I think tomorrow. So no big deal.
Nice. Okay.
It's fine. So back to email. back to email, man. Hang on. Let's just, before we jump back into email, I got to say this, man. Like, I know where you're at right now. I was in family vacation with both my sons and my girlfriend at the time, she's my fiance now, and her parents, meeting her parents for the first time ever, right, and sleeping at their house. You know you're in a freaking twin bed with your girlfriend or parents' house because they won't let you stay at a hotel because that's rude. right? And I wake up, I'm already pissed off, right? Anyway, not pissed off, but, you know, this isn't the ideal luxury situation I'm traveling it in, right, that I've worked so hard for. And I wake up one morning, and I see that Facebook sent me a bill for, like, $25, and my ad threshold's $1,000. And so I'm like, well, why would they send me a $25 bill? It's the middle of the month. And the next email that came right after it was, your account has been shut down. I mean, you talk about like the worst trip ever, waking up with your back hurt in a twin bed, your ad account being shut down. You don't know why. You can't get in touch with nobody in the middle of running a promotion. Like, man, I just wanted to fly home and stick my head in a hole somewhere. It was not my best moments in front of my in-laws for sure.
No,
so,
but you know, that would have been,
it can be.
That may have been grounds for actually getting out of there early. <You know>?
Right.
Business is collapsing. I have to go. I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah.
As you hobble out of there with your back hurting.
I think I heard you say that you've had this website, or you've been in the email marketing business for 12 years now?
Yeah, it's probably been, I've been in the copywriting business since 2002, so like 14 years. I started specializing, I've been doing emails that whole time, but I didn't really start understanding how to do it, and I didn't really start doing it aggressively until around 2008. So whatever that comes out to, 8 years, almost 7 years. I'm obsessed with it, dude. It's like all I do. I love writing emails. It's like freaking, I just love doing it. In fact, you know what? I hate it when I spent a few months writing a novel this year. And during that time, I pre-wrote all my emails in advance for like 2 months. And I'd always get like, I was getting like antsy because I like missed writing emails that whole time. It's like now I just realize I got to do it. It's like eating dessert first for me. So it's just one of those things I just dived right into.
It's like missing the gym. You start getting guilty because you know you need to be working out, right?
Yeah, and you miss that, like you miss the natural high that exercise gives you. To me, I get like a thrill out of writing an email and knowing that it's going to make some sales, you know, or that I'm just going to entertain the hell out of people. Dude, sometimes I just write emails and I don't even give a crap if they make sales. I just feel like entertaining people, and so I do. Like today's email, I don't know if you remember reading it or not, but why chicks dig email players, that was like one of the funnest emails I've written in a long time.
I did read that, actually.
Yeah, it's just fun. I quoted Stripes, the movie Stripes, Bill Murray, and you know, it's just fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is. You know, and so that brings me to the main reason that I brought you on here is, to get to talk to you, know you a little bit and blame it on a podcast, but more importantly, it's like you really did open my eyes, like I said in the beginning of this. You know, full disclosure, I am a paying client and a subscriber myself, and for the people out there listening, but you did open my eyes to this whole email thing, and my emails went from, you know, totally just being something that was on autopilot that I ignored, to now, you know, I enjoy writing. I write for Entrepreneur. I've written a couple books. I have my blog that gets a lot of traffic, and I write, you know, a couple blog posts a week that are, you know, 1,500 words or more usually. So I enjoy writing too, but I had neglected email. I have been the opposite of you. I have been focused on paid traffic so much that I didn't really even talk to the traffic that I had already spent the paid money to collect. And you opened my eyes when I joined the Email Players Club, which is your $97 a month program. You sent me, first of all, I didn't expect it to be a physical, like something you sent me in the mail, so that was like really cool. In this digital world, you don't get that much, but the book that you send out, the initial book that you send out, man, that's full of valuable, it as you read it, it'll teach you, you know, the things to write about and how to write and looking at your style and comparing the two, but it opened my eyes to some really, like you said, some common sense that ain't too common, selling methods and reasons why I should be emailing. So what I'd like to, you know, tell everybody out there listening is if you get a chance, it'd be the best $100 a month you spend on marketing education that I've found. I'm in a lot of high level groups that don't deliver the amount of value that you're able to get out of Ben's stuff for $97. And that's a deliberate sales pitch for me because I like it, or I wouldn't have brought them on here to endorse that. So Ben, what I'd like for you to do is just share with the audience where the hell they can get their hands on it so that they can learn this awesome stuff too.
Well, you know, usually what I tell people to do, and I do this very deliberately, is I just say to go to my regular site, bensettle.com, and then when you opt in there, I send you the first issue of Email Players that was ever written free as a PDF. It's a print newsletter, you know, normally, but that first issue I send just for opting into my list is there's like 24 ways in there to make money with your emails. Like starting, say, like I've had people tell me, like for example, my podcast producer, Jonathan Rivera, a few years ago, he's like, God, Ben, I was struggling when I first started this thing. I was lucky to make $1,000 a month. Now I made like a couple thousand in the first week. And this one chick, this one girl, she like just was working for this other company. I guess it must have been a pretty big company. And she goes, you know, Ben, I haven't even bought your email players yet, but I just used like the free stuff in that issue and some of the free stuff on your site, and I made my client like an extra $50,000 they normally wouldn't have made last week, and now I'm like a hero, you know. So I like people to get that one first and see if they like it and they vibe with it and everything. And if they do, then they can just go to emailplayers.com after that, and there's links in the free issue for that. But that's how you can try it for free without even having to pay anything. So you can see that Ryan's not bullshitting. You know, it's like I don't hold anything back in my teachings. It's like when I teach hard, it's everything I know, and I let everything hang out there, so to speak. And that's what I do in that first issue.
Yeah, and like I said, it's something that, you know, I have a lot of stuff to read. I'm in a lot of different programs, and I believe in education, and I allot an hour a week to read your shit, man. Just so you know, you are my, I believe, Thursday. Let me look here on my calendar. See,
oh,
I'm
nice.
On it, I got to keep a tight schedule. Yeah, so Thursday at 7 a.m. is when I study Ben Settle every week. So everybody out there listening, like he said, it is no bullshit. I do it myself. So if it's something that I'm into and you're listening to me as your leader, I advise you to check it out. If nothing else, like he said, get the free email until you can, until you do decide you want to commit and pay the money. So, well, Ben,
yeah,
I have more.
I was going to say, you just said something kind of that's very – You didn't. I mean, I don't think you planned to talk about this or not, but it's so important. You said as your leader, and that's something email. A lot, like anybody can say they're an expert at something, right? I did this. I'm an expert, and that's fine. People will listen to you if you're an expert. But if you're emailing every day, you automatically will become a leader to your list. And people listen to experts, but they follow leaders. They just buy stuff the leaders say because they know that they trust whoever the leader is, who's already taken all the licks, has already gone through all the bull crap and knows what works, and we all value our time. And so that's something to think about, too, why I think people should be mailing daily, especially if you're in sales. I mean, it makes buying from you like a no-brainer. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate that. So bensettle.com, opt in. You get the free first copy of Email Players, and if you dig it, which you will, and you'll get his emails as well from there. Then you can go over to emailplayers.com, and then you can buy the program. And then y'all have like a Facebook group of all your subscribers, too, where you let people hang out, right?
Yeah, it's not just Email Player subscribers. It's anyone who's bought anything from me, because I have other products, too. I teamed up with my friend Ryan Healy with this, so we can both of our customers can be – We can benefit from everybody can benefit from each other that way with more people. It's not just like my people, although it has seemed to kind of turn just into my group, I noticed. But yeah, so when anyone buys something from me, they get an opportunity to join that Facebook group. And Ryan, I've seen you in there a lot. And by the way, I appreciate you. I never did say thank you for this. I just got caught up in other stuff. But I do appreciate you giving me that offer to write stuff in your Facebook group like that. I just haven't had time to take advantage of it. But you know, we just share a lot of good information in there. And a lot of people benefit just being in that Facebook group.
Yeah, I agree. And same goes since you mentioned the Sales Talk group that I lead. I think there's 6,000 or so people in there. Like I said, man, if you have an offer you want to make back there, then you have full reign of it because I know it's good stuff. But more importantly, there's people back there that need input from someone like you that are, you know, looking for other leaders outside of me to get their information from. So when the time is right, you can become very valuable, and probably make a shit ton of money from that group. I know that I've probably made a couple hundred grand this year from that group alone in sales. So.
Nice. Yeah, Facebook groups are such a cool way. I mean, I used to make fun of Facebook. I used to hate Facebook. I used to think it was the stupidest thing in the world. But now that I see things like the groups and what Facebook ads can do, I pretty much changed my tune on. I had to like eat some humble pie on that one. I still think it's flaky and that it attracts a lot of flaky people. But for those of us who know how to use it, like you and my friend Dan Meredith is really good at like utilizing his group and getting people to pay him stuff from there. I mean, it's like a whole new revenue stream that you just can't get anywhere else through any other way.
It is, and it doesn't matter. It's like the one time in a guy's life that size doesn't matter either, right? Because I have a group that has like 300 people in it, which is relatively small for a Facebook group, that I've probably made another $150,000 from this year. It's a very niche group of elite people, and I just happen to be – I'm just a member. I'm not even the admin on it. And then, you know, we have another group of where we even deliver like my business stuff, the guys that are what we call the tribe, which is my high-end program. We all have our own private group. So, you know, Facebook can be two places, Ben. It can be a place where you listen to a bunch of butthurt pussies talk about what they're offended by, red Starbucks cups, yeah, and OCD sweaters at Target and shit like that. And I stay out of the news feed. I don't spend a whole lot of time scrolling my news feed. I stay in these groups like the one that you have, the one that I have, the ones that I'm selling stuff in. And I step up and become a leader in the group. Here's some awesome content. How can I help you? I serve the community. And because of that, I make sales. It keeps me out of the news feed to where the only reason I know people are butthurt about Starbucks is because it shows on the trending stories of Facebook, not because I've watched. Of course, I'm not really friends with those kind of people anyway, but not because of the outrage in my news feed, you know?
Well, you know that the post you did today about that, which I thought was really cool, that would make such a good email. Like, if you just slapped, like, a link in there to buy something, you'd probably get sales on. That's the essence of good email. And, you know, there's another thing you mentioned, the newsfeed. If you can't think of a good thing to write about someday, just pick something in the newsfeed that's controversial and just give your opinion on it and then tie it into why they should buy your product as a result. It's real simple.
Facebook tells you what like, people want to talk about.
Yeah, it really, it's all, I mean, Facebook has got, like, the best intelligence behind it. I think it's even better than Google's. I mean, in some ways, and it's amazing to me that you can just tap into what people are complaining. You know, there's nothing like talking about something that people are bitching about to get attention, because everyone's going to agree with you and they're going to love you, or they'll disagree with you, but they still like it. It's like talk radio, right? Like Rush Limbaugh will say that half his audience hates his guts and half loves him, but they all end up buying from the commercials. So, you know, he wants them all around, and it's the same with email.
I look at I think you and I have flip-flopped, honestly, because you used to be anti-Facebook and 100% email, and I was anti what a sense does email have. I've got my audience on Facebook because I look at making Facebook posts like you look at emails, like, hey, it's my duty to make sure that I'm doing something to you know, stay in those people's news feed just like you stay in the people's inbox, you know? But then when I got maxed out at 5,000 friends and I started building a fan page, I just started running ads because that's what you have to do on a fan page, and have built that up to about 30,000 people at this point. But, you know, in the beginning, that's exactly what I always do, is just treat it. And now I treat my fan page like an email list. You know, I put a couple pictures up every day, write a couple posts, put some blog links, you know, which you have to do multiple times through Facebook, which you can you actually have it easier through email because you only got to send one out a day and it stays in their inbox until they check it, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing about Facebook, is you don't know if they're really going to see everything you post. I think it's like – I have like some dismal number I heard last was like 12% of your friends actually see what you post, generally speaking. But, you know, in email, you're probably going to hopefully get better than a 12% open rate, you know, or at least you probably have more people than 5,000 eventually on your email list. Whoever's listening to this, maybe they only have a few hundred people or whatever, but to me, email is a very, very forgiving medium. But that's the beauty of it. Once you write an email, you can turn that into a Facebook post, you can turn it into a Facebook page post, you can link to it on Twitter, you can turn it into a LinkedIn post if you want, you can make a video out of it, just reading it into a freaking camera and put that on YouTube and get traffic that way. You can read it just into an audio recorder and turn it into a daily podcast. I mean, if I needed to get traffic like right away and I wasn't so damn lazy about it, I would be doing all that stuff every day. It'd probably take maybe an hour and a half, hour maybe, if I can get it down to an hour. And it's just leverage like crazy.
It is. You know, It's funny you say that. In Break Free Academy, I tell everybody it's 7% of your audience that sees your post. And to give you an example, I have 30,000, it's 29.5 right now, Facebook fans. And if I put, I post a couple like motivational pictures every day. And on average, like an average motivational picture, even if it has 100 likes, will only get seen by 1,500 people. And that's getting 100 likes on it. So Facebook's suppressing those fan pages bad. Out of 30,000 people, 1,500 saw it, and of that 1,500, 10% clicked on it, liked it, or commented, or took some sort of engagement, and they still didn't show it to anybody else. So it's two reasons. A, there's a lot of noise they're sifting through, and, you know, in people, and then also what time people are on there. But, yeah, it's a very, you're right, dismal rate. And but I found that if it's good content and you boost it, then what happens is you get a lot more organic exposure because of the share. So if it's good content and you can boost it, you may spend $50, which they may say get you, you know, 30,000 impressions or whatever. But if it's good stuff, you can get it shared up to. I have several that have gone to a 250,000, 500,000 impressions because of, you know, people sharing it a couple hundred times. Or I think I have a few that have been shared like 5,000 or 6,000 times. So, but that's like hitting a home run. You know, every time you get up the bat, you don't expect to hit a home run. You just want to get it in the outfield, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And one of the things I've been toying around, again, for me it's mostly a bandwidth, mental bandwidth thing. I just don't get to it. But, you know, there's a setting in Facebook where you can make it so that if you like a page, you can make sure that all new posts always show up at the very top whenever you log into Facebook so you don't miss it. And I was thinking, what if I gave people an incentive to do that? Like, if you do that and take a screenshot of it or something of the settings being set that way or something, you know, I'll give you XYZ gift in exchange. I might start doing that, you know, and just once you set it up once, you don't even have to think about it. And then you get people who are seeing you right when they log in, even if Facebook's being a bitch about it, not showing you anything. So, you know, there's always ways to get around that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. You know, every now and then I put a post through Instagram that just has like a button that or an arrow pointing down that's like, hey, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss our stuff. So I don't see why I shouldn't do that either on, like, the banner, subscribe, and take a screenshot here. And, yeah, that's a really good idea, Ben. I'm sure you're full of good ideas. We just need to spend more time.
I don't implement this stuff. I need to implement these things myself, too. So, I mean, in full disclosure, I'm just so freaking lazy. But, you know, I was reading something interesting today that all the innovations in computer science and computer programming, the reason that computers keep getting cheaper and faster and all this is because the programmers are all lazy and they're always looking for ways to do things in 50 lines of code instead of 100. So their laziness, we all benefit from it. And I think that I like having that same attitude toward business. Like, if I don't need to do that stuff, I'm not going to do it. But until I need to do it, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, which is not necessarily a good idea. I'm just saying I think that's the way I think, and I think a lot of us think that way and probably holds us back. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah, you know, we can be stubborn from time to time, right? That's like part of our rights, right?
I like to think so.
One of our rights as a human. So, dude, I haven't had a, you know, 45-minute podcast in I don't know how long. I've always kept them short and sweet. But dude, we got a lot of good stuff here, man. We just kind of got the flow in the zone. At one point, I forgot that we even were on a damn podcast. I just felt like it was me and you shooting the shit here, so that ought to make for good airtime for the people listening to it as
absolutely.
Well.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the best ones, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I do want to remind everybody to go to bensettle.com. You can get the free email players, the free first copy of the email players, and then if you dig it, which you will, you can just head over to emailplayers.com and sign up. $97 a month. It'll be some of the best reading that you could possibly invest in yourself in for $97, man. I appreciate you coming on here, Ben, and, you know, sharing some wisdom, and I'll help you off the air get your Facebook thing straightened out, man, as a favor for coming on here. So,
I certainly appreciate it, and I really appreciate all of us, dude, that you just having me on and all. This has been a lot of fun, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anything else you want to add before we shut this bad boy down?
You know, the one thing I always like to leave on these types of things, just for some people to think about, I don't know if you ever heard the story about Seinfeld and how he claimed that he got so successful, but it applies to email marketing. It applies to really anything you're doing, even if whatever kind of selling you do, really. And he's talking about how he put a big calendar on the wall, and he was like, I wrote a joke a day, you know, and I knew that no matter if it was a good joke, a bad joke, it didn't matter. His goal was to write one joke a day. So he wrote a joke a day. He'd X out that day on the calendar, and then he'd come back the next day and he'd write a joke. It didn't have to be a good joke. It just had to be a joke. And he said as long as he kept putting X's through each day and there was like a chain and he didn't break the chain, he knew he was going in the right direction. And, you know, then he ended up being, worth almost $400 million at the peak of his success. I mean, there's something to be said for that. And I think there's just the point is this raw consistency coming in every day. If you're going to do email, come in every single day. Just sit down and do it. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just do what you can. Get it out there, and you're going to see good things happen. I promise you. It's one of the most underused marketing mediums out there.
And really, for me, there's been nothing to just taking my time at 30 minutes, like you said, 30 minutes or so in the morning and writing an email. And just you can schedule them through your autoresponder anytime you want them to go out. But just knocking that out first thing in the morning before I get busy so I'm not dreading writing an email all day and it's done, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, and eventually, like you're finding out, it's fun anyway. It's not once you know how to do it, it's not work because it's fun, and you know you're going to make money immediately after you push send, and it's like, you know, it's not something like maybe I'm different like that, dude, but I just look forward to it, and I think people who get into it and they embrace it and they run with it, they end up loving it and wondering, how the hell did I run my business without this? I think of all the years I did business without email, dude. I want to slap myself. So something else to think about.
Yep, I imagine you'll feel that way about paid traffic here before long, too. So,
dude, I've already been slapping myself silly over that one, that's for sure.
Well, again, man, thanks for coming on here and spending some time with me. It's been a pleasure and a good time, and I'll catch you on the back end of Facebook, man, where I'll help you fix your situation out. Thanks again, Ben.
You got it, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this episode was brought to you by InboundLeadCloser.com. Go over to InboundLeadCloser.com. If you get leads from lead generation, if you get them from your real estate office, from your loan officer office, if you sell cars, it doesn't matter. If you take leads or generate leads, grab my Inbound Lead Closer program. I'll give you a couple free videos to bribe you to give me your email so I can follow up with you and try to sell it to you on the back end. But it's going to give you everything that I train my sales staff and what I personally use, including my cash selling method on how to close leads that you generate or the company that you work for generates. Doesn't matter. So thanks for listening. Make sure that if you dig this, you share it on social media over to the, let's see, if you're looking on the left-hand side of the Hardcore Closer site, you can hit the Twitter, Facebook, make it real easy for you. Just share the love. Help spread the word because, you know, Ben's got a really good product, and the more people that learn how to get better at email, the less Nigerian bullshit scams we'll have to deal with in our inbox. So, hey, closers, keep closing. Have a great rest of the week. Later.